The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Almost half of people don't know about the pharmacy scheme rollout, which allows community pharmacists the opportunity to assess and prescribe prescriptions for patients for common conditions. We're joined for more on this by community pharmacist and health advocate with wondercare.ie, Sheena Mitchell. Sheena, just actually, given half people don't know about it, just start by reminding us what exactly this scheme entails.
So this is a scheme that was introduced in January this year, and it's part of a suite of measures to expand the role of community pharmacists in Ireland. So under this scheme, patients can come into the community pharmacy with eight particular conditions, and these include things like allergic conjunctivitis or bacterial conjunctivitis, impetigo, oral thrush, shingles, which actually we found is quite common, vaginal thrush, and there's things like cold sores and uncomplicated lower UTIs as well.
Okay.
So they can come into the pharmacy, and we have found that while we do have some people coming in to request the common condition service, most people are coming in presenting with a condition, and where we would have had to previously refer them to a GP, we're now able to hold a consultation in the pharmacy in our consultation rooms.
Okay.
So it is a great advancement.
It's a private service, is that right?
Yes. So this is, I suppose, my only
bugbear. I didn't mean that in a negative way.
No. And I actually agree with you wholly. I think, look, Sláintecare, which has been in the media a lot of late, what with the consultant contracts, the whole ethos of our health reform system, which was meant to have, you know, be kind of organised and sorted by next year, was a move towards universal healthcare. And that's my one issue with this scheme. This is a private only service. So, for example, if someone with a medical card comes into my pharmacy and wants treatment for shingles, I have to say to them, OK, well, I can do the consultation, but the fee is private. Whereas if you go to your GP, it will still be free.
OK, so, and can I ask, what is the fee?
So it varies from pharmacy to pharmacy, and due to the competition authority, I can't speak for everyone. But in general, it'll be around €35.
OK. All right. So about half what a GP would cost.
Yeah. And I think, look, the whole thing is it's really, really important. We all know we have an aging and growing population. GPs do amazing, fantastic work.
They
and
do.
Their skill set is really suited for kind of complex care of chronic ongoing conditions. So I think what we need is everyone to be working to the best of their capacity. We've seen this work in other countries. It was something I was a strong advocate for over the last couple of years. I'm delighted it's here. I just really do wish we could shift more towards a health system based on need, not so much ability to pay. So a very good step, and certainly one that community pharmacists, you know, find patients are happy to engage with. You know, we all have private consultation rooms and we're all fully trained. Specifically, you know, even since this new common condition service came in, this further training, and we're working to protocols. It's a safe practice. And obviously we're referring back into the medical system if a condition is presenting that's kind of outside of our professional scope. So it's really about all aspects of healthcare working well together.
Listeners just got in touch. What about asthma repeat inhaler prescriptions would save a fortune? That doesn't come under the categories right now, does it?
It doesn't. And there is interesting kind of things happening globally, like we've seen even in the States. There's some independent prescribing happening for antihypertensives. So, you know, people with high blood pressure. And in the UK, they're really proactive on this as well. And I have full confidence, you know, it'll come through in Ireland. And I know the universities are working on, you know, expanding the course of independent prescribing. So it will come. But at the moment, it is just limited to those eight conditions.
Oh, OK. Why people do people know so little about it, Sheena, do you think?
Yeah, it's tricky. So obviously, initially, community pharmacists had to kind of get to grips and catch up. And you're going like, this is a weird kind of situation for us, because it's not like it's something you're going to heavily market, you know, because someone either has shingles or they don't, you know. So we're finding that we're telling them as they come in, but we're not catching them before they get to the GP if they go straight there. So, you know, someone could go to the GP and pay their 80, 90 euro and then come to the pharmacy and then realize maybe they could have been eligible for this treatment. So it's really, I think we need to a lot more awareness, and I would urge the HSE to do that, to make sure people know, because we have to, you know, keep everyone moving in the right direction and accessing the health system at the most appropriate point, so we avoid blockages and we keep the GPs available for those who need them most.
Okay. Mary in Church Sense says, I went to a chemist because I'd pulled a little bit of skin beside my fingernail. I wanted some sort of antibiotic cream as it was red and hot, but she said I had to go to the doctor. So I suppose, look, it is about, I mean, I brought my son got bitten by a cat the other day, and I brought him down to the pharmacist, and I walked in. The pharmacist was able to give me a quick bit of advice. So pharmacists can give advice, but they can only give prescriptions in certain circumstances.
Exactly. So like, for example, one antibiotic cream might be appropriate for treating both impetigo and some other kind of skin infection. But really and truly, it's only if we have the person in the pharmacy, in our consultation room, who fits all the criteria for impetigo that we can give that antibiotic. So we're very much working under restrictions with the guidance provided by the Pharmaceutical Society and the HSE. And, you know, there, I suppose this is something that hopefully we will grow and expand. And community pharmacists are happy to engage and happy to help in their communities. It's definitely something that's frustrating for us when you see someone come in and you're like, I can see that's a shingles rash, and I know you really well as a patient, and I know you want my help, but I can't help you. So you know, I hope we can lift our weight more, and hopefully that will alleviate some of the pressure on the GPs. So I do hope that, you know, the minister and the department continue to expand the role of community pharmacists, because I do think it serves communities well.
Sheena, thanks indeed for talking to us tonight. Sheena Mitchell, our community pharmacist and health advocate with wondercare.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.